Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. We got Hot Seat coming up. A lot of great stuff, but we got something super right now, Al, because the man's name is Mike Garofalo.
Yes.
He works at the NFL Network.
Nice place.
Coming off one of the greatest weekends in the history of the National Football League. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Garofalo is with us. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Ange. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I just got to get personal here for a second, because you, many, many years ago, worked at WIP, and I know you love sports. Did you know all along you were going to end up in football? Was that always the plan?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, when I was there at IP, I was also writing for the Associated Press, doing all four majors, but football was always the one that I wanted to do. So, yeah, that was the goal.
Well, it was a very fine decision, Mike, and it was proven again this weekend. How great a weekend was this for the NFL, Mike?
I'll put it to you this way, and I started to say this to Wechter before you guys put me on and I couldn't spit it out. They send us every week, betonline.ag is one of those big gambling sites, and they sent us here are some odds and ends for the weekend. And they said it was 6-1 that there would be one game with a walk-off score this weekend. One game. There were four. I have no idea what four would have paid. I'm sure it's way higher than 24-1. I mean, the math is not that simple. It's just, to think that we could have four games with a walk-off score, it just doesn't get much better than that, Ange. And I feel bad for this weekend coming up in the Super Bowl, because I don't think they're going to live up to the weekend we just saw.
I don't think anything in any sport could live up to what we just saw. And you also got the human drama associated with it, because the two guys that are most likely to fight for MVP, Brady and Rodgers, two great, great players, both were eliminated, and now there's a question of their retirement. Give me your read on Brady and Rodgers and whether we saw their last games this weekend.
This Brady thing really kind of, I don't want to say came out of nowhere, but it just really quickly built up the last couple of weeks, where it was being talked about, and then all of a sudden it was a real thing, and the coaches down there were kind of talking about it. And, you know, I had this conversation with a longtime league person yesterday, and I said, but I don't understand how Tom Brady has been telling us all along he's not going to go out until he can't do it anymore, right? And
yeah,
he can still do it. So how come all of a sudden now it's like he's entertaining these thoughts? And that person just speculating said he's probably feeling it fall off, right? And we saw it with Brett Favre. Favre's last season, it was like, yeah, that's not Brett Favre anymore. So his guess and his hunch is that maybe Brady is feeling like, you know what, here it comes. I'm starting to feel things that I've never felt, and it's starting to tail off, and I don't want to be that guy next year. He said, now the other thing is, everybody's always kind of feeling that way late in the season, so give him some time, let him think about it. But I have a hard time thinking that he's going to go out the way that he did, which was a home divisional round loss and a disappointing performance. As for Rodgers, I don't think he's retiring. I think he's going to continue to play. Again, I can't imagine he goes out that way. He still only has the one ring. So I think it's going to be another offseason of where he winds up, and I know that there's going to be significant interest in him in a number of places, most notably Denver, where he seems to want to play. So if he's quarterback in the Broncos to start next season, I wouldn't be surprised, Ange.
Wow. All right. Now, I'm going to get to the other thing that was great about the weekend. We have controversy as well. That comeback by the Chiefs, Mike, is as improbable as it can get. And everybody's looking at Sean McDermott, the head coach of the Bills, and they're going, why did you give them two plays when you could have squibbed it and given them one? What do you think about the strategy at the end by the Bills?
Yeah, that was my point, and I had this conversation with a special teams coach over text, after the game. I said, why? Just squib the ball, okay? Maybe it hits a guy in the ankles and it rolls around for 3 seconds. And he said, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. His theory was, if you squib a kick and a guy catches it at the 30 or something like that and he declares himself down immediately, maybe that burns 2 seconds. They're still in the same position and maybe better field position at the time. He said, you're just kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. He says the bottom line is he felt like the defense needs to be able to defend what they couldn't defend, which was, what, 40 yards and 13 seconds or whatever it was. He said, you don't do that. You don't deserve to win. I disagree. I mean, this is a longtime NFL special teams guy. Yeah. I disagree. I put that thing on the ground, and I let it kind of bounce around for a while and see how much time I can burn on that one. That's where I stand.
Well, Rhea Hughes, who I know you know, is a football sage,
oh, yeah.
pointed out, Mike, that the Cowboys with 14 seconds to go could not even get in position to throw a Hail Mary into the end zone, and the Chiefs negotiated the entire field to get in field goal range. That's a rather interesting contrast, isn't it?
They're very interesting, and I'm surprised. Have you guys been playing I would play the audio of Cowboys radio probably for the next 7 months or so, just to get you to next season. I'd probably do it once a week if I were you, just knowing that you thoroughly enjoyed what you watched there and you continued to listen to it maybe for the next couple of months. So the Chiefs are on another planet. And that's the other thing is, you know, you go through the season, you watch these games, and you look at these teams. You know, the team that I was completely wrong about this year was the Giants. I really thought they were going to be better than they were. And I keep watching them and saying, oh, maybe it's going to come together now. And then you just watch these teams that played this weekend, particularly the two last night, and you think, these guys are in another stratosphere right now.
You're right. All right, Mike, the next portion of this conversation, I'm calling the Al Morganti portion, because these are a couple of things. Al Morganti says this overtime system is not good. He wants it to be like the college system. You got to be guaranteed a possession in OT. How do you feel about that, Mike?
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, my colleague Ian Rappaport was quick to point out this morning that the Kansas City Chiefs proposed 2 years ago that you would be guaranteed a possession and did not get enough support from the rest of the league on that one. And so the rest of the league is responsible for the Chiefs being able to score a touchdown and walk off last night. So, you know, it's kind of karma on that one because they really did want to make it a guaranteed possession. My thing is, and I know that they don't want eternity overtimes during the regular season. How about just the postseason then?
Yeah.
Have the postseason. You're guaranteed a possession on both sides. Now, I know that they don't want to have different rules for the regular season and the postseason, but I don't know that anybody would have complained last night had the Bills been able to get a chance to possess the ball in a game of that magnitude.
And the other one Al's got, Al said watching all weekend, Mike, that he saw quarterback play that is nowhere near far beyond what we're seeing from Jalen Hurts, and Al would like the Eagles to pursue Deshaun Watson. How feasible is that?
It's going to come down to, because, you know, the Eagles committed – basically to Jalen Hurts last week, and I believe that. I believe that that's going to wind up being the case. But that being said, if Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson says, hey, I want to go play in Philly, basically if they court the Eagles, I think then things could change. You know, I certainly believe that the Eagles realize that Jalen Hurts has put himself in the middle of the pack of quarterbacking close to the upper echelon. Basically, the point I'm trying to make is, let's say Jimmy Garoppolo were available. Well, that's not much of an upgrade. The Eagles wouldn't make that move.
You're right.
But now you start to talk about those three guys that I mentioned. I think that that changes things, and I think that they start to consider that. Now, you know, that being said, here's the other thing, and nobody's told me this, Ange. This is just me as I kind of look at this thing and figure out what they're going to do. Let's say they get to the draft. They haven't traded for a quarterback. Hurts is still their guy. I know we keep saying, well, they got those three first-round picks. They can either use them for a quarterback or they can use them to support the quarterback. I'm looking at it, and I'm saying I wouldn't be shocked if Howie Roseman and the Eagles do not make all those picks. They try to trade. They try to compile draft picks moving forward to kind of buy themselves some more time. Okay, so let's see Jalen Hurts for one more year, and if it doesn't work out, now we've got draft pick capital going forward. That's my hunch. for what might happen with the Eagles to kind of have it both ways a little bit. But I think he's a starting quarterback in 22.
Mike Garofalo, all I could say is this. You have picked the right sport, and you're awesome in it. And we really appreciate you coming on with us, Mike.
Man, I appreciate that, Ange. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Mike Garofalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.